Good morning. Today is Thursday, June the 29th. Joining us this morning from the swamp for the California Highway Patrol, Cy May. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. Has it been hot enough for you over in the hills?
Whoo! It's hotter out east, I'll tell you that much.
Hotter, huh?
It's hotter. Whoo, boy! Now that I'm living out here on the coast, I'm not used to that anymore.
Oh, boy. Our quote this morning. Let's see if we can...
You got something good.
I got William Pitt, which is kind of a cool one, and Charles Churchill. And I don't know if he's connected to Winston or not.
Yeah.
Which one do you want?
Let's go Charles.
All right. In 1764, quote, "Who loves his country cannot hate mankind."
Yeah, very nice. I like that one.
Kind of leading into the day next week.
That was a good choice. I'm glad I picked that one, Brian.
Yeah. You're so wise,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right. You know that's a lie.
Yeah. Well, fluff you up when I can.
Yeah, thanks. I'll take all the help I can get.
Been busy lately?
Oh, my goodness, man. It's been off the hook. This has been a very busy year for us. I know we've discussed it over the past couple of talk shops, but our traffic collisions are way up, and unfortunately, sad to say, our fatalities are way up.
When you see, or the office starts to see those trends, the region, however we want to define it, are there actions that you can take to try to stem it, or do you just kind of go, hey, you know, let's pay a little bit more attention, guys, we're in one of those runs right now?
We will take a look at where the collisions are happening, and we'll basically develop a matrix or a grid, and we can formulate a plan as to what can we do. Do we need more officers out, you know, during this time? Maybe if the majority of our fatal collisions or major injury collisions are happening after hours, you know, maybe after midnight, maybe we'll get another one or two graveyard cars to be out there and to patrol. And so we can kind of look at it and focus our efforts into the certain times, certain areas as well. Maybe the majority of our collisions are happening in this geographic area. So, okay, let's assign another one or two units to that area for the time being and see if that begins to bring those numbers down.
I don't know why. I guess it was when cable was new.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching KGO TV.
Uh-huh.
Back when it was broadcast here in the area. And remembering all these references to Dudley Doyle Drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the 3 D's,
mm-hmm,
kind of got my attention. And how it was always seemed to have crashes there on the north side of the Golden Gate. Do we have comparables here where there's a 1 mile stretch?
Right.
A corner, a something. You know, I know Indianola Road cut off between,
right,
Eureka and Arcata used to be one of those
before
the speed got dummied down.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. Are there other spots in the area that are just that kind of ugly, nasty?
There are, especially out on 299 near Meyermacher 32. That 1 or 2 mile stretch most definitely sees a lot of traffic accidents, and mainly during the winter time because it's kind of a isolated area that doesn't see sun a lot, and so we do tend to get some more fatals and serious traffic collisions in that stretch.
Mile marker 32.
32.
For regular guys, where's that one?
That is about 8 miles west of Willow Creek.
Okay, coming down the hill.
Yes.
Okay. See, regular guy.
Yeah, right.
It's 819.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time is 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Cy May from the California Highway Patrol. Cy, if 299 has got an interesting spot,
mm-hmm,
nothing to do with the big slide or road construction, What about, I mean, you think about the area, 199's got a couple of turns.
Right.
299 further in has got a couple, even with the cleanup that they've done. Okay. 101's got to have a couple.
Oh, yeah.
And 36 has got to have a couple.
Many
also.
On Highway 36.
So when the troops are out, when you're doing your reports or you're hanging out or you're watching what's going on, do you kind of stage in those areas a little bit just to kind of maybe grab somebody's attention?
Yeah, most definitely. We will try to focus on those areas, but that's easier said than done. When, you know, we have such a big area as far as mileage goes, and, you know, we'll be working with, you know, four or five guys at a time, and you're breaking up hundreds of miles of roadway. And unfortunately, we're getting calls all the time. So as much as we would like to focus on the corridor or Highway 36 or 299 where these dangerous areas are, unfortunately, we're getting calls to go deal with stolen vehicle.
You're rocking and rolling.
Yeah, exactly. So to be perfectly honest with you, we don't have a whole lot of quote-unquote downtime to just go where we want to go and focus on what we want to focus on.
Or the report writing
times. Exactly.
It was cool last night coming back down outside the old way station at Clam Beach. There's one of your guys.
In there writing reports?
Yeah.
Yep.
Which was it was cool.
Absolutely.
Do you have to park on the back side of the building, or can you park on the front side of the building?
You can park on the front. Okay. Typically, if they're not working the scales, if the scales aren't open, they'll usually park on the back side so that they're kind of inconspicuous.
That's where he was, but I was thinking, you know, now if the idea is to be the billboard on wheels, you get out in front if you're sitting there for other reasons.
Maybe he was in there
on the backside, but
might have been there eating donuts. I don't know.
No, he was tapping away. He had maybe he had two hands of donuts, but he was tapping away.
He was double fisting it. That's how I like to do it, Brian. And, you know, a lot of guys will do that. They will actually work on their reports in their cars. We do have laptops and
makes
stuff.
Makes sense.
It does. I mean, that way you're out on your beat. You're available for calls. You can be there, you know, as quick as possible. And again, it is the billboard thing where, you know, most of our job is just flying the colors out there, driving around in circles. Most of the time people will see that and, whoa, I better slow down a little bit. I better drive better. They're out and about.
I didn't ask Karen this question last week, and I just flashed to it. It's really kind of cool. EPD, County Sheriff, CHP all have the same color rings.
Yes.
Now, they're different if you look close.
Right.
But they're close. Why not Fortuna and APD?
It's entirely up to each agency what color they go with.
Well, I understand, but you would think that would give everybody kind of a little bit more.
I have no idea. I can't speak for them.
You see Tom or
Bill, I will.
Step up to the plate,
buddy. I'll tell
him.
Brian said you guys need to change to black and white.
As the traffic instructor driver dude with the training
for the
should carry a little bit more weight.
I got a lot of pool, Brian.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal.
But it works.
It does. It does work. And everybody knows the black and white, the highway patrol. You know, that really is very distinctive. I mean, we've been around for, you know, going on 100 years now.
Well, that's the reference people, black and whites.
Yep.
I mean, that's...
That's the chippies, the state troopers. There you go. And it does help with these other smaller agencies flying similar colors. And it catches people's eye. And it causes them to slow down most of the time. And, you know, mind their P's and Q's.
Yeah, you kind of have that subconscious reaction to it.
Most definitely. I still do. When I'm off duty and I'm driving around, if I see a unit, I immediately slow down or do, you know, it catches my eye.
You don't put your hat on?
I just wave my badge out the window and keep going. No.
Well, and that's what's so tricky for folks listening who may not be familiar. In Oregon, it's a midnight blue.
Totally different. Yeah, right.
You know, so those guys can hide in the shadows and you don't see
the
little dip on the road. They're hiding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tricky Oregon state troopers, I'll tell you what.
I see. You got popped by one, huh?
Honestly, I haven't. Knock on wood.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, if you ever were in Oregon, they're going to find you.
No kidding.
Is summertime typically one where you see more traffic violations?
Absolutely. Just because of the volume of traffic definitely increases with people traveling and vacationing. So, yeah, we definitely are out there writing a lot more speeding tickets, seatbelt tickets, cell phone, distracted violations. And, of course, you know, DUIs also tend to spike a little bit during the summertime. People are out, you know, at the river, drinking, having a good time. 4th of July, which is coming up. And so we definitely see an increase in citations and activity during the summertime.
You mentioned seatbelt violations.
Yes.
Still a factor?
Oh, totally. We write seatbelt tickets on a daily basis. On a daily basis in Humboldt County, we do. And I mean, when I'm driving around, I'll see it, you know, a couple times a week, and I'll make stops on them. And also when I'm off duty, I see plenty of people with...
Older, younger, moms,
it's
dads?
It's everybody.
Oh, so there's
no
one area that isn't paying attention. It's just a percentage across the board?
You know, younger, and as far as younger, like just getting their license for a few years. Late teens, maybe early 20s, they tend to wear their seatbelts more. I mean, we still catch them, but I think that it's been ingrained into their, you know, psyche for so long.
Culturally, it's been there, yeah.
But we still get them as well. But, you know, older people, they, you know...
I
a lot
would
of
think
times they
the 70 plus, the, you know, the law changed a couple years ago, and they were used to,
for many decades, they didn't
have. Some of those people out there listening, they probably were driving before there were seatbelts in their cars.
I'm not going to point any fingers, Brian.
A little smackdown as we go to break. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30. We'll be back with more from young, seatbelted Sime.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Cy May from the California Highway Patrol Arcata office. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Cy, you guys, as we said in the opening, been a little busy.
Yes, sir.
I made a list here, I think, since last time we got together. Cars can't swerve. Motorcycles don't win against cars.
No.
Cars can't stop on a dime. Cars don't have compasses built into them, and cars don't turn by themselves.
All very true statements, Brian.
And unmarked cars don't have a force field around them.
No.
Okay. Each of those is describing a separate significant or fatal since last we got together.
Yes.
It's not been that long, man.
Well, most of those just happened in this last week.
Yeah. So I guess maybe... Point by point, you say what you can, and we'll go on.
Sure. Go ahead.
Guy driving the wrong way on 101. Not the first time.
No. And unfortunately, it won't be the last. It was later in the evening. We are looking into intoxication as being the element of, you know, the cause of the crash. That still has yet to be determined. But that's why, people, you really got to pay attention when you're out there. If you see, you know, headlights that look like they're on your side of the road, slow down and immediately pull over if you can, and call 911. If you see somebody going the wrong direction on the freeway, that is bad news. With that one, solo fatality, two vehicles involved, the other driver, thank God, minor to moderate injuries. Next on the list.
Cars turning by themselves. The south... bound ramp getting onto South G Street.
Yeah.
Just, 3 o'clock in the morning, give me a break. Okay. Ding, 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 red.
Yeah, right.
Red flags
we're suspecting
flares.
Alcohol on that one as well.
Just came into the turn too hot?
That's what it looks like. It looks like they were really, really moving. And that's a very, if anybody's familiar with that, that's a very sharp
That's off-ramp. A 20-25.
Yeah, you really got to slow down. And if you're going through that at any sort of speed, you're not going to be able to negotiate it. So it looks like they came in hot and hit that tree, and there was a driver and a passenger. Passenger, again, moderate injuries. The driver, who we believe possible intoxication, unfortunately lost his life.
Trees versus cars. Trees always win.
Trees usually always win, especially our trees. Our,
yeah, unless, our big redwoods. Unless they're just a new little sapling, yeah.
Yeah, so everybody driving Highway 36 and those big redwoods, you know, right alongside the roadway, please slow down and be aware you do not want to hit one of those.
I guess it's another reason for straightening out Richardson's Grove, huh?
You know what? I'm not going to comment.
Oh, you weenie.
You're trying to get me in trouble, Brian.
No, just another voice out there in the darkness
calling
out for sanity.
Good luck.
The motorcycle versus the car. When I heard, I think Winston may have shared it or Ange, Broadway, motorcycle, merging crunch. I'm thinking of those, I guess I'll call them stupid, but... Let's say stupid motorcycles that weave in and out.
Yeah, so lane splitting.
Yeah, now down south, five lanes across. Okay, maybe they're used to seeing that kind of thing.
Right.
All right, here, Broadway, two lanes. You can't wait another 30 seconds.
Right.
This isn't a macho contest.
No. Well, you know,
what in the world is going on here? Was it one of those, or was it something else?
You know, I the report's not finished yet, so I haven't been able to clarify exactly what was happening. But there could be a number of elements as far as the motorcyclist possibly lane splitting, weaving in and out of traffic, going faster than the rest of traffic. And then the other vehicle involved possibly didn't see the motorcycle for whatever reason. Lane splitting is legal to do as long as it's done safely. The motorcyclist cannot be exceeding the speed limit. And they cannot be cutting vehicles off, you know, unsafe lane changes. So as long as they're splitting the lanes safely at a decent rate of speed, they can do it.
So what is safe? I mean, if I can open my door and take you out,
that well, don't
not,
do that.
That does not imply a safe zone. I mean, if it was a car passing, you don't want a car passing within 3 feet.
Right.
Of your rig.
Right.
And you don't want to be within 3 feet of somebody's rig because you could lock up your rearview mirrors.
You don't, but...
So here you got a motorcycle, you know, whether it was the door or maybe just the helmet clanking on, you know, some of those rearview mirrors
out hang
a
out.
Little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like it's a wise thing to do.
I agree with you. It really doesn't. But California Vehicle Code does not, you know, state that it's against the law. Now, there are steps in order to get things, you know... enacted to place laws out there. So I believe that legislature is going in that direction. I believe eventually in California, lane splitting will be illegal, but you know, I really don't know. As of right now, it's legal. And I just warn all the motorists out there, you know, motorcyclists, do it safely. And everybody else, watch out for the motorcyclists splitting lanes. You know, they can do it. And just be careful.
Yeah, it tends to be those that, where the guys are lying down low, so they're even smaller targets, and it's even tougher to see.
It is. It's,
I mean, you can feel a Harley three miles away.
Yeah.
You know that there's something coming
the
up.
The rumble, yeah.
But these little guys, it just goes zin, zin, zin.
Yes. You might not even hear them until they pass you, oftentimes. And so, it's up to everybody to be safe out there, the motorcyclists and the motorists in the vehicles as well. Everybody's got to be paying attention. And unfortunately, that doesn't always happen.
KINS, News and Information Times, 841. We'll be back with more from Sime.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Saime. Sai, we only got halfway through. There's still more fun for the last little bit. The unmarked car.
Yes.
You guys had a situation at the slide. Cars were stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody didn't see it, whatever. Chain reaction. Took out an unmarked car.
Yes.
Also.
Yes.
Bad positioning, inattentive driving, bad signage. It couldn't have been lost you in the sun with the weather, but there were enough other variables. What happened on that one?
You know, it could be a variation of all those. That was a Mendocino County sheriff that was rear-ended. And I would assume this is, you know, this is not a Humboldt call, but I would assume it was probably inattention from the other driver. Again, I don't know for sure.
Number four.
Yeah, I think there was an RV was the one that started the initial collision. And, you know, we all do it. I do it too. We're driving along and we're getting so used to seeing road construction signs that, you know, people got a lot on their mind. They might just be thinking about something. They see those signs and it doesn't click right away. And then, all of a sudden, traffic's backed up a little bit and you got to be on those brakes hard and heavy. So,
well, and RVs are a different critter, too.
Exactly. They're much bigger, much larger. Their stopping distances are much greater because of that.
Well, and these rental firms that are out there,
yeah.
You could have your experienced RV driver and no problem. And
right.
Then you've got the weekend warrior like you or I would be.
Exactly.
And we're still trying to figure out how to turn the lights on six days into driving these things.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's definitely a factor as well if they're not used to driving that certain type of vehicle. And that's why we always just remind people to please be aware of their surroundings. I mean, it's like beating it to death. But I'm always going to say it, just be aware. Keep your head on a swivel. You know, driving a car is most definitely a dangerous task. There's a lot going on.
Probably want to say something like drumbeat instead of death.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
yeah. Beating the drum, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, and you also had on 96.
Yes.
The reference to that one was cars can't swim. You got a car in the river.
Yeah.
Any lessons in that one?
We're still working on that one. We're working with search and rescue from Trinity County as well as Humboldt County, and we're actually working on that today, trying to recover that vehicle and finish the investigation. You know, Humboldt County is a beautiful place. However, our roads are extremely dangerous with them being so windy and the weather that we have and also the basically cliffs that a lot of our roadways are on. And unfortunately for this vehicle, it went down a very steep embankment and plunged into the river. So, again, be aware of your surroundings. Please, you know, if you're driving on a roadway you're not familiar with, slow down. You just really, you got it. It's all about slowing down.
We had a situation yesterday we talked a little bit about before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Signage without visual.
Right.
Is there a rule of thumb when you see the signs, should you just knock it down 5 miles or 10 miles an hour? That's it. Don't worry about what the guy behind you thinks.
That's exactly what to do. If you start seeing signs that say road construction ahead or what have you, immediately begin to slow down and pay attention to what's coming up ahead of you. Drop 15, 20 miles an hour off your speeds, because a lot of times, I mean, there's a lot of traffic going on the roadway right now, and traffic could definitely be backed up, you know, at this stop sign or whatever it might be, and you might come across it and not have enough time to stop.
Hey, maybe it could be a paving project. Nah.
Imagine that.
Other than last chance, Gray, they threw some more down yesterday. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Absolutely.
See everybody tomorrow.